Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Donald Trump didn't hold back today when he made it clear that Robert Kennedy Jr. is a Democrat plant. Once a Democrat, always a Democrat. Once in the CIA, you are always in the CIA. And the Kennedy family have always, to the DNA, been Democrat, socialist, communist, fascist. That's just who they are. And Trump, I'm glad that he finally came out and destroyed Kennedy's political career. That's what Trump does. The destroyer of dynasties. And also, with Tulsi Gabbard, her political career is also over. Kristi Noem out of North Dakota, you know, she's a sleeper. People don't really understand or know who she is. She's groomed from the beginning. I know that Republicans don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. From the time she was in high school into college and after, she's been appointed to positions in South Dakota. She's been groomed. Pilgrim Society, just like Mike Pompeo, Pilgrim Society, and J.D. Vance, they just come out of the closet. They just appear, J.D. Vance. And there was a time when there was talk of J.D. Vance possibly being Trump's running mate. But no. Kristi Noem, not a good pick. J.D. Vance, no. Pilgrim Society. People don't know the country, the world, the common people don't know anything, have never heard of, do not know anything about a secret society called Pilgrim Society in America, New York City, in England, City of London. They've ruled the world for over 100 years through for a family, on behalf of a family. The greatest ruling dynasty in the United States of America. Still great, but now on the wane. They waxed and peaked about the time of Clinton's election debates with Trump. And then once Trump took the presidency and was inaugurated, the family, they had peaked, they are on the wane, never to recover, to achieve their objectives as a family, to rule the world, to own the world, to make decisions for the nations of the world. The world has been at war with the United States / Rockefellers for since the late 40s, well, after World War II, even before that, actually. And Trump, the destroyer of dynasties. He destroyed the Clinton political world, their dynasty, the Bush dynasty. There's only one dynasty, or I don't know if you want to call it a dynasty. There's only one power, you might say, that Donald Trump was not able to fully destroy, That would be the influence of Barack Obama on this country. He was able to do everything else. He has interfered with the momentum of the Obama plan. But only God can stop what is coming with the Obama agendas in the future. Only God can stop it. Now, Trump is the greatest president of, in American history for the reasons that, he took principles economically and used the principles that the Rockefeller family has used, and Donald Trump used those financial weapons on them. He turned it around, called sanctions. Trump sanctioned China, NATO, nations in the Europe, Mexico. He put sanctions on nations that were harming American economy. Trump didn't allow the military-industrial complex to continue needless conflicts internationally. He put an end to that. People don't want to admit, just during 4 short years, when he was allowed to sit in the Oval Office and write and sign executive orders, they didn't realize that Trump could do so much in 4 years. Deep state, shadow government, continuity of government, they had to keep him, keep the pen out of his hand, and they did it. They had to keep him out of the air on Air Force One. Because what he could have done internationally with a, if they had not interfered with him during his second term, he did win the first, second term. What he could have done internationally, you wouldn't have war in the Middle East presently. But because this war in the Middle East presently with Israel in Gaza against Hamas, not the civilians, had to take place. It's in the Bible. It's a prophecy in Psalm 83. It had to occur. Donald Trump, even Donald Trump, God could not and would not allow him to interfere with this war. The genocide of Hamas against the Jewish people in southern Israel, now the genocide of Hamas and these terrorists against the Arab people in Gaza.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line. who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
I know you have a troubled look upon your face. I know you're worried. You're concerned that maybe I'm right about Barack Obama returning to the presidency in this country. I know you're wondering, how is that going to be? I can't tell you exactly how it's going to happen. Will it happen? Yes, I'm afraid it will happen. Is it going to be through martial law? I don't know. Will it be through Black Swan events? I don't know. Will it be through war escalating in the Middle East and in maybe something happening in Asia? I don't know. Could it be that Joe Biden just happens to die before the election and the Democrat Party decides that they do not want this, I don't know what you want to say about Kamala Harris, incompetent, many different ways that people present her, what they think of her. Could it be just a revolution? Could it be maybe a coup? Let's say that the Democrat Party, I was listening, reading something about James Carville. James Carville, for Bill Clinton, he was, I think, press secretary, I can't remember, advisor. But Carville has had it. He's had it up to his eyeballs with what's happening in the Democrat Party with Joe Biden. He's had it. If someone were to just say, throw something on the table, say, hey, listen, let's the Democrat Party, let's bring back Barack Obama. And the next question would be, how do we do that? The next answer, comment, response would be, let's just destroy the Constitution of this country. Let's just violate all the laws of the land, and the Democrat Party would want him back. Deep State, Uniparty would want him back. The basically every agency in continuity of government to keep America in a position of power internationally, they would agree unanimously to just bring him back and to put him back in the presidency. How it's going to happen, I don't know. I don't have, there are so many different scenarios. I couldn't say that. Is he coming back? Yes. I know that. I see that worried look upon your face. Well, we've got our problems. I've got my problems. You've got yours. but Donald Trump. Trump is gaining so much momentum. If an act of God doesn't take place, if God doesn't extend his hand into time and disrupt the momentum of Donald Trump, he is going to return to the presidency in November. And he'll be once again sworn in January 2025. This has the occult world extremely, well, they're in fear. They're in shock. They're worried about what's happening. The Pilgrim Society, New York and London, City of London, they are involved. They are very involved. They have their hands in what is happening in this country in this election. Pilgrim Society, they're very involved. This cabal or this group, this secret society, and this is the society that ties in all of the occult societies internationally. Ties in the Freemasons, Jesuits, Skull and Bones. These are the big ones that you would know. These are the main secret societies you're familiar with. The Rhodes Scholarship. Bilderbergers is also a coven-run agency or system. And with Donald Trump, he has a momentum to continue to frustrate and to continue to give Russia the time that is necessary and needed. Russia with China, Russia with the BRICS network of nations. Trump is giving Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, and the multipolar world nations time to build their system, a system that is separate from the coming Antichrist system of the West. And the more time they get, the more time that they need more time. Donald Trump is giving them more time. Donald Trump, the world, New World Order is fighting two fronts, Russia, China, multipolar world nations, plus Donald Trump in this side of the ocean, and the MAGA, the conservatives. These protests on the campus, this is disruption. You bring in order out of chaos. Is this part of the plan of Pilgrim Society? I believe it is. Are they involved? I do believe they're involved. Do the people of this country see it? No. Will many talk show hosts discuss Pilgrim Society? No. Why? Because they're afraid of what Pilgrim Society can do. These people are very powerful. Henry Kissinger, Pilgrim Society. The Rockefeller family, Pilgrim Society. Bush Senior, Bush Junior, Pilgrim Society. The Kennedys, Pilgrim Society. Robert Kennedy Jr. This man would be the worst thing for the United States of America. Is Trump accurate when he says that he is a plant by the Democrat Party? Yes, he is. The Democrat Party was funded heavily by which family? Yes, the Mellons, the Carnegies, J.P. Morgan, all of these very powerful men in the late 18 and early 1900s, but mainly the Rockefeller dynasty and the Fords and the later on, as you have these new corporations develop, IBM and all of the the War Department, for sure, Boeing, Martin Marietta. At one time, it was the Howard Hughes back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, the Howard Hughes Empire. These were all Democrat. These were socialist, communist, Bolshevik supporting, Adolf Hitler supporters, Bolshevik. They supported the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. That's who they are. And this is the group of people that run this country. They have the only thing that has protected the American people. Two things. The prayers of the Christian people. The men who and men and women who love this country, who are willing to go to battle, to war, not knowing that they're fighting for the power structure, but still, God honors it, because this nation must be great. And then also, there were two points. The first was, second point, the Constitution. Because of the laws of the land, the Constitution, even though the Supreme Court is corrupt, even though the whole system is corrupt, still the Constitution is giving us time to breathe, to travel. We still have some rights, but we're losing the rights very quickly. Once the Constitution is destroyed, well, then it's a whole new ball game. One thing I will say is, in my view, once Barack Obama returns, he is going to bring in a whole new set of laws. We will be under a different system. We will no longer be under what we understand as a Constitution. People were writing 20, 30 years ago about the possibility of this country being broken up into 7 to 10 different regions. That is the great possibility that could be what will happen when the new power structure is put in place, directed by Barry Satoro. If this is true, if what I'm saying is accurate, then one thing, there's a principle in the Bible. If you can think and remember this principle, if you know the future, the decisions you make will basically keep you from hardship. If you know the future, then you'll plan accordingly and you'll make the best decisions. One of the best decisions for the Jewish people in the United States of America, if they could see the hatred of the Jewish people, they would leave. But I'm afraid this culture is too powerful. They will stay and they will suffer. But the future, the Bible says, there comes a time when the Jewish people are going to be gathered from all over the world once again and be taken back to their area of residence that was given to them, the area that God gave them through the writings of Moses. They need to return to the Middle East, because they're not going to be safe in America, in Europe, Africa, Middle East, China, Canada, South America. They need to return. If you know what the Bible says about the future, the decisions you make will be the best decisions. That's a principle. We in this country, if what I'm saying is true, which is unbelievable, because our Constitution says that we have to have legal elections, This next election is not going to be legal. What's going to happen is going to be illegal. Exactly what that is, I am considering. But it's not going to be lawful. There is a massive struggle in the political party in this country. This is like a cold front and a high pressure and low pressure fronts colliding with each other. We're going to have a change in this country in the fall. I'll be right back. President Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Joe Biden, the great pretender. He's grieving all alone. And there's another individual that is a great pretender that is coming. And I mention this because this way you'll remember. that where we sit presently, we are in a still a world that is livable, but we're moving into a world that is going to be so chaotic that God is speaking that He stated there'd come a time when the world would be full of violence, when there would be lawlessness, wars, diseases, and it's all coming to pass. And still, in spite of everything that we're viewing, people don't believe. They still think that this next election is going to change things. Things will turn around. If fate doesn't intervene, Donald Trump is going to win this election. Now, if you could take, let's say that you could take out all of the illegal voting mechanisms, the voting machines, illegal vote written ballots, if you could, if there was fair elections, Barack Obama would not have been president if it had not been rigged. Naturally, Donald Trump would still be in the presidency. We would have a completely different group of people running for president. But because of the illegal structure in the voting system, Donald Trump, who should be in the White House, isn't. And Donald Trump should win this coming election, even if there is interference in the voting system. This is the momentum that he has. Donald Trump, if he would have been military, he would have been the greatest military general or admiral or in America's history, because he has those qualities. Biden doesn't. Obama doesn't. Donald Trump has the qualities that it would take, like a general, like Schwarzkopf. He had the ability to instill hope and a sense of valor and strength in the military, the men in service in Afghanistan, or when they went into Iraq. This is the same qualities Donald Trump has. He instills hope, clear direction. He sets the example. No matter what comes at him, he still moves forward. And in spite of what hits him, he does continue the momentum. The momentum doesn't slow him down at all. Stormy Daniels, this trial, she admitted that what they're accusing him of doing didn't happen. It just didn't happen. And with all these other criminals, his former attorney, what was the name, Michael, whatever his name is, a liar. He's a habitual liar. He's being paid handsomely, coached, directed, put in place to destroy Trump. But Trump continues to move forward. And I'm going to jump, take a leap to the right. This is the same qualities Trump has that Benjamin Netanyahu has. No matter what comes against these great men, they move forward. It's a different battle. Trump is fighting for a political career. Netanyahu is directing the IDF to win this war against these terrorists, and he's going to be successful. Joe Biden last week stated that we're not going to supply certain ammunition to Israel, the heavy bombs, things of this nature. Netanyahu comes back and says, well, then we'll fight with our fingernails, but we're going to continue this campaign and we're going to be successful. And the Hamas, the Hezbollah, the terrorist groups, they all know they don't have a chance. And the genuine numbers of the casualties in Gaza, these are Israel's numbers. And they keep, these people, they keep accurately. They cannot afford to spread misinformation. It works against them. The genuine figures, there are 640 maximum Israeli soldiers that have been killed in this campaign. 640. There have been over 14,000 Hamas murderers that have been killed, including in that number, leaders, many, many hundreds of leaders in Gaza. Now, the true count as far as civilian casualties, 16,000, not 30, not 60,000, 16,000 civilian casualties. There would have been more if Israel hadn't been as careful as they are to just target only the Hamas terrorists. There's always casualties. You can't avoid them. But basically a one-to-one ratio. It's in wartime, it is much less percentage-wise than American wars during World War II, Afghanistan, Vietnam, etc. These are the genuine figures. Now, over the weekend, as Israel moved into Hamas or into Rafah, I'm going to come back in a few minutes and give you the statistics of what happened in southern Rafah. And we're still comparing Trump to Netanyahu. Great men. Great men. People don't want to believe it. I'll be back.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 a.m. KHNC.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6 to 8 foot tall spring snow fruitless crabapple trees now $199.99 each. 3-year-old 2 to 3 foot Cheyenne privet hedge now gets 6 for $326. Old fashioned peony bushes now $59.99 with 10 colors to choose from. Now through Mother's Day. Come
you
see.
You take I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Ears. lies coming.
On the positive side, I say that Jesus is coming, and the wicked should be, they should hide. And it says that the wicked will hide deep in their dens underground, and that's where they will cry out to the rocks above them and say, fall on us, hide us from the face of the one who's coming to punish us. Hide us from the face of God. So, the wicked are less than 10 years, and the wicked are going to be punished. 10 years. Now, going back to over the weekend, as Israel moved into Rafah on the east and the south portion of that area, they located 20 tunnels that move into Egypt on that border crossing. And there were 10 major tunnels, sizable, and 10 smaller tunnels. But they have destroyed all of them, all those access points going from the Gaza into Egypt have now been destroyed. So now these people cannot, the terrorists, these murderers can no longer bring arms from Egypt into Rafah, nor can the murderers leave Gaza and hide in Egypt. And Yahya Sinwar, the head of the operation for Hamas, it appears as if he is now being squeezed and doesn't have the latitude to move as freely as he has had. So it's just a matter of time now where Yahya Sinwar is going to die in battle. Going back to Netanyahu and Donald Trump, both of these men, great men in the world that they operate in, Trump as a politician and Netanyahu has also been a great politician. He's a great politician, also winning, being prime minister 4 times. There's no other Israeli prime minister that has been prime minister 4 times. Some have been prime minister twice, but Benjamin Netanyahu 4 times because he had to be prime minister in this operation in Gaza, to begin with, the operation that's going to expand into the West Bank, the operation that is already, they're already involved with in Lebanon, to some degree Syria, and then again, before long, Jordan, King Hussein, King Abdullah of Jordan, is going to have to join the conflict. I think I had mentioned that Abdullah, there's a small group of people that have been the political leaders in Jordan for decades. And 70% of the people in Jordan are wanting Abdullah to assist the Hamas terrorists. And Abdullah is doing everything possible to stay out of the conflict. Something's going to happen, It may be I was listening to an article or listening to a program that if he should be assassinated, the terrorists in Jordan and in the region, Syria, or Syria especially, would put in a leader who would take the armies of Jordan and attack Israel. They wouldn't take them anywhere. They would just attack on the border. And they would join the conflict. And Jordan would probably supply arms, whatever is needed, to the inhabitants, the armies in the West Bank. So there, that conflict is coming. Now, is Abdullah going to be assassinated and a new pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah, pro-terrorist leader be put in place? That could be a good possibility. But then again, it could just be that Abdullah will be so pressured that he will just go ahead and join the other armies and attack from the east. So Israel would be attacked from the east, the north, inside the nation to the northeast, and then to the southwest. But Israel is going to remove these four battalions in Rafah, is going to remove them. They're going to be eliminated. They can no longer move out of the Gaza into Egypt. They could go down and back and forth and travel, and then with the tunnels in and out. No. Israel's main campaign strategy is to locate all of these tunnels. And it appears as if the United States, at the end of the week, the Biden administration, basically let Israel know that we know where these Hamas leaders are. We know basically where these tunnels are. And how would we know? Because we have the technology to, from space, look into what is happening underground in that area. And we're withholding that information from Israel. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
So at the end of the week, it was made known that the United States has been following the, or is aware of the location of the leaders of Hamas, probably Yahya Sinwar, some of the other top leaders, and they are aware of underground systems. How would that be possible? Through our satellite, America satellite technology, we're able to look, in some cases, up to 50 miles into the surface, the crust's surface. This technology is hidden, but I'm pretty sure, I don't know, Israel just doesn't have the satellites in space that we do, which can actually do this penetrating photography. But I'm pretty sure that we know exactly every square foot of the tunnel systems under Gaza, also in Lebanon, in Syria, Russia, China, and we've withholding that information from Israel. Because the United States is protecting Hamas, because the ruling families of this country, we use these terrorists internationally as the mechanisms to continue to control nations. This is just one of the ways in which a variety of different apparatus network, many different ways. So Israel, now, can they trust us? I say no. Can the American people trust this government? I'll let you answer that. Can the nations of the world trust this government? Could they ever trust this government? With all of a sudden the Biden administration saying they're not going to assist Israel by continuing to supply munitions, this says quite a bit to the other nations of the world that depend on us for finances, intel, etc. The nations are starting to wake up to this beast system in this country. The American people are finally starting to wake up to the beast system in this country. We in this country are, you might say, going to be casualty. Now, Israel, there is no genocide on Israel's part toward the terrorists. There is genocide on the side of the terrorists to their own people, starvation if they can, putting them in the field of battle to up the casualty numbers. For today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. We'll visit tomorrow.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.